Fighting back. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. The Seattle Police Department recently came out with some advice on what to do if a burglar breaks in while you're at home. The advice is to get out ASAP.
We don't know whether they might be under the influence of drugs or alcohol. We don't know if they have a weapon.
Jennifer Danner is a crime prevention coordinator, and she says that you should have an escape plan for a burglary just as you would for a fire.
What if someone tries to come in the front door? What is my safety plan? My safety plan is getting the heck out the back door. But what if the back door is not the option? Now I might need to consider a window.
So her advice is to retreat. But the question comes up, doesn't that just add to the wussification of Seattle?
Seattle was built by lumberjacks and fishermen and people who believed in fighting for what was theirs. And now it's run and hide as quick as you can.
That's our own Dory Monson, who pointed out that Washington is a stand-your-ground state. And of course, the founders of Seattle were a lot tougher than we are. Although, to be fair, those lumberjacks and fishermen kind of took over land that was already being used by other people. So there might be a little pushback about who had the right to self-defense in those days. But when it comes to our current crime wave, you could certainly argue that the advice to run and hide is like surrendering to the bad guys. So here's what I think. I think your number one duty, if you walk in on a burglar, is to keep yourself alive, period. Because your stuff can be replaced. You cannot. Nobody's last word should be, well, at least I defended the Rolex. But at the same time, I would like the burglars to think that everybody is a Dory Monson listener.
Washington is a stand-your-ground state.
So, have your escape plan ready, like the cops recommend, but you also want to put the NRA stickers in your windows and a big old American flag on the garage. And whenever you're outside doing yard work where passersby can see you, have your radio on Cairo between 12 and 3, turned up just a little louder than necessary.